In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Blessed and beautiful and glorious day to each and every one of you. Last Sunday, we celebrated the great feast of Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit, first to those original disciples, those men and women gathered in the upper room. And they were empowered, and they were filled, and they were energized, and their lives were forever changed as they became vessels of God's presence. And not just vessels, but actual partakers of the divine nature. And then we affirmed a crucial lesson of this gift of the Holy Spirit. We are not just celebrating the gift of God given to someone else, someplace else, but the universal offering of God's divinity to all people in all times. A gift and a celebration that is not complete until you take your place as an equal recipient, receiving an equal portion of the gift of the Holy Spirit as those first Spirit-bearing disciples. And as a way of affirming the universal and ongoing nature of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the church fills the period right after Pentecost with several telltale celebrations. This cluster of celebrations is proof positive of the claims that we make about the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the gift of the Holy Spirit is universal and ongoing to this day. Or to put it another way, anyone could claim that the Holy Spirit comes to all people. Anyone could say that, but how do you know it's true? The Holy Spirit is not some object you hold in your hands. The Holy Spirit can't be measured with instruments or scales or scanners. So how do we know that this isn't just some well-meaning but empty claim, that an equal measure of the Spirit of God is offered to all people? Where's the proof? Where is the evidence? And that's where this cluster of celebrations come in. We have the Feast of the Holy Apostles, we have the Feast of All Saints, and we have the Feast of All Local Saints, in our case, All Saints of North America. Now that latter one comes next Sunday. But by a quirk of the calendar, two of those fall on the same day this year, which is today. The celebration of the Holy Apostles is on June 30th, which is today. And the Feast of All Saints is the Sunday after Pentecost, which is today. June 30th happens to fall on the Sunday after Pentecost this year, so we get both the Feast of the Holy Apostles and the Feast of All Saints in one shot. Now, how do the celebrations of the Holy Apostles and of All Saints prove? How do they give evidence to the gift of the Holy Spirit being given? Well, we said you can't prove the presence of God in someone's life with instruments or scales or scanners. We do see the evidence of God in a changed life. We see the evidence of God in an empowered life, in a person becoming enlivened and renewed and healed and lifted up and comforted and refreshed and filled with courage. And we see the fruits of the Holy Spirit manifested in their lives, lives that had previously been at best ordinary, and at worst horribly broken and wounded. And these human lives over time manifesting the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And when we consider what the saints of old accomplished in their lives and what our current crop of saints are accomplishing today, even this very hour, in the middle of hurt and judgment and division, manifesting that kindness and that patience and that goodness and that love, we know that this isn't the product of human effort alone, nor is it an empty promise, but the indwelling of the Spirit of God. It is the only explanation for the goodness of the saints. It is the people who have partaken of the divine nature throughout the centuries and lived lives of light, who prove the ongoing gift of the Holy Spirit. And of course, today in our very presence, we witness a tangible and immediate outpouring of the Holy Spirit, of this gift of the divine spirit, with Wade and Kristen, and with Judah and Moira and Uriah. And especially first, I want to exalt Remy a little bit, because he has received today his inaugural and his full participation in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ through holy baptism. What Remy has received today is an icon, not only the gift of the Holy Spirit given to the family, and not only the gift given to the whole community, but Remy is an icon of the gift offered to the entire world. Now, Remy is, of course, short for Jeremiah, a name which means God has raised up, God has exalted. And this is exactly what we have just been saying about the gift of the Holy Spirit. Whether life finds us deeply broken and wounded, or just meh, just ordinary, it is the divine gift, it is the gift of the divine nature that exalts us in our beautiful humanity, that raises us up as holy ones. Now, Remy is, of course, our newest holy one exalted by God. And Uriah, you also receive an equal portion of the Spirit of God, as did all the saints. And Judah, you are an equal vessel of God, equal as any who have lived, because God fills you and God is one. And Moira, you are mingled with divine nature, yet without confusion, never losing your unique identity. And Wade, you are raised up as if from death, empowered to walk in the newness of life. And Kristen, you not only receive the giver of life, you become life. You are life itself. You become in your very lives before us the evidence of our deepest hope, the proof that God is with us, that God has come among us, that the gift of the Holy Spirit is both ongoing and immediate, and your lives will be slowly changed. Now, it won't be the rush of a mighty wind and pillars of fire every morning and then walking through fields of daisies all day. The breath of God operates in a different way most of the time. But a year from now, 10 years from now, when you look back, you'll be blown over by how thoroughly God is working in your lives. It is a little daily growth, day by day by day, more like the oak tree than the weed. The amount of love and joy and kindness and goodness operating in your lives, and not to mention spiritual courage and power, you will be filled with these things in ways you just cannot foresee today. And to all of us, the message is similar. The celebration of the Spirit of God coming on this beautiful family, the celebration of the holy apostles, the celebration of all saints. We're not just celebrating the gift of God given to someone else, someplace else, but the universal offering of God's divinity to all people in all times, and to you here now. Amen.